Less than a month after a precarious ceasefire took hold in the Palestinian refugee camp of Ain el-Hilwa near Saida in South Lebanon, tensions are now brewing again, exacerbating fears of a renewal of violence pitting Islamic extremists against the mainstream Fatah movement of the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO. Skirmishes are occurring every day as both sides are mobilizing and gathering fighters and weapons in anticipation of a potential new round of fighting, a Palestinian source close to Fatah told This Is Beirut. Fighters from both parties are occupying the UNRWA-run schools, given their sensitive locations. They are building barricades. Fatah has cut off roads inside the camp to isolate the Takfiri fighters and prevent them from infiltrating other areas in the camp, the source said. Also according to the source, an investigation committee into the assassination of Fatah military official Abu Ashraf al-Armushi identified 9 suspects and gave the Islamists a 5-day ultimatum to hand them over to Lebanese authorities. The assassination of Armushi and 4 of his bodyguards on July 30 sparked fierce fighting that claimed the lives of more than 12 people, injured dozens, and forced hundreds of families to flee Ain el-Hilwa, the largest of Lebanon's 12 refugee camps and home to more than 50,000 people. Fatah and the Lebanese authorities insist on the handover of the suspects to settle the situation in the camp. However, it is unlikely that the Islamists will surrender, the source continued, adding that 5 of the suspects are Palestinian, and the other 4 are of other nationalities, probably Syrian, Iraqi, and Lebanese. The source also noted that several scenarios are possible if the suspects are not handed over. One scenario is to arrange safe passage for them to leave the camp and Lebanese territory, possibly for Idlib in northern Syria, where Takfiri groups are located. Another scenario is to engage in a war of assassinations to eliminate the suspects, which would have grave repercussions. However, the worst-case scenario remains the renewal of fighting that has already wreaked havoc and massive destruction in the densely populated camp. I believe that they will find a way to have them leave the camp and Lebanon altogether to avoid the further destruction of the camp. The issue is bound to be clarified in the coming days, especially since Hamas is aiding the reaching of a settlement since it can communicate more easily with the Islamists, the source claimed, also downplaying reports that Hezbollah might be backing the Islamists whose attack on Armushi inflamed the camp 3 weeks ago. It is not logical to suggest that Hezbollah might be behind the Islamists. In fact, they consider the Shiite party an enemy they have battled in many places, not to mention the deep ideological schism between them, the source added.